I do not know what he had expected. This was not it. I was not it. I expected he was used to bullying refugees too battered by fate to even consider resisting another humiliation. Goblin cackled.
"Here's your chance, kid. Show us what you got."
"Here's what I've been practicing when nobody was around." Tobo kept on talking, but in a whisper so soft I could not make out the words. In a few seconds, I did not care about the words anyway. Tobo began turning into something that was no gangly teenage boy. Tobo began turning into something I did not want to be around. The kid was a shapeshifter? Impossible. That stuff took ages to master. At first, I thought he was going to become some mythical being, a troll, an ogre, or some misshapen and befanged creature still essentially human in shape. But he went on to become something insectoid, mantis-like, but big and really ugly and really smelly and getting bigger and uglier and smellier by the second. I realized I did not smell so good myself, which is usually a clue that you smell pretty awful to those around you, since you are not normally aware of your own odor. Like most of what he saw from his teachers, Tobo was presenting an illusion, not undergoing a true transformation. But the Southerners did not know that. I was part of an illusion of my own. Goblin's huge grin told me who was behind the little practical joke, too. He was not too far over the top with it, either. So I might not have noticed had I not been alerted by what was happening with Tobo. I seemed to be becoming some more traditional nightmare. Something like what you might expect to see if for generations they had been saying that the Black Company was made up of guys who ate their own young when they could not roast yours. "Have your men stack their weapons, before this gets out of hand." Tobo made a clacking noise with his mouth parts. He sidled forward, rotating his bug head oddly as he considered where to start munching. The officer seemed to understand instinctively that predators take the fat ones first. He discarded his weapons where he stood, having no inclination to get any closer to Tobo. I said, "Men, you might help these fellows dispose of their tools." My own people were as stunned as the native soldiers were. I was stunned myself, but remained plenty scared enough to take advantage while we retained the upper hand psychologically. I went around to the other side of the soldiers, putting them between horrors. Horrors they were not yet sure were entirely illusions. Sorcerers conjured some pretty nasty creatures sometimes, or so I have heard. That must be true. My brothers had told me about the ones they had seen. The annals told me about more. The Southerners began to give up their weapons. Spiff or Wart or somebody remembered to make them lie down on their bellies. Once a handful got it started, the rest found themselves short on the will to resist too. Sarah could not hold back anymore. She tied into Goblin. "What are you doing to my son, you crazy old man? I told you I don't want him playing with..." A sss and a clack erupted from Tobo. A claw on the tip of a very long limb snipped at Sarah's nose. The kid was going to be sorry about that stunt later. Uncle Doge hustled up.
"Not now, Sarah. Not here."
He pulled her away. His grip evidently caused her considerable distress.